So before we get into that, Lior, I want to just backtrack a little bit to the original decision for her original treatment, because she was a patient who was presenting with a high PD-L1 level, and that brings up the question of how generally these patients would be managed, particularly whether or not they're going to get chemotherapy. Just kind of curious in general where you are today with that question, Leora, and how this patient, looking back at her initial presentation, would fit into your model.
So, you know, I think you have two options in this cohort of patients with high PD-L1 score. Are you going to do pembrolizumab alone with the KEYNOTE-024 data, or are you going to do carboplatin, pemetrexed, and pembrolizumab? My bias is in a patient who you think would tolerate single agent pembrolizumab. So even though she had a high burden of disease, she was not particularly symptomatic. I would favor doing pembrolizumab alone. It's very rare where a patient has a large lung mass or they have significant liver metastases and I want to get a quicker response. So I'll use carbo, pemetrexed, pembrolizumab. And that's based on KEYNOTE-021G, suggesting the time to treatment response is 1.2 months rather than around 2.2 months with pembro alone. But I would have given this patient pembrolizumab alone, and that still is my preferred option for mutation-negative patients with a PD-L1 score of over 50%.
And just to kind of understand, because now she's been on therapy for 2 years, Yan, where did she have the disease when she started, and what happened? What's the situation? Did she actually respond?
She did have response. At the beginning, she had cervical spine, right femur, bilateral jugular, lymph nodes, lung, liver, left adrenal glands, and a possible portal vein tumor thrombosis. Those are the sites of disease she had. And at this point, typical for immune therapy patients, she will have up and downs, and a couple nodes will get a little bigger. And sometimes we just waited, next scan will get better. We have radiated a couple nodes when they keep getting bigger. I wouldn't know if she continues therapy, those nodes will settle down or not. So we offer a little bit of local radiation here and there. But overall, she has responded. The disease are much smaller in size. I think we had a couple PET scans in between. These are mostly PET negative, but has some of these have a little bit PET activity. So the right femur, of course, had 2 cores of radiation, had a fracture. That is, still has some SUV uptake in the right femur. From a scan standpoint, I cannot say for sure she has residual disease or this is just all from a radiation toxicity.
So I'm curious, Leora, how did she appear to you today? Was she with anyone today? And how uncomfortable did she appear to you? What did she tell you about her quality of life, Leora?
She's a little bit frail, but she looks okay. I think her quality of life is diminished by her hip pain. She can't drive because she can't lift that leg up well. She can't get comfortable. She's got a significant amount of lymphedema in that leg, which has improved with some therapy. But her quality of life really seems to be determined not by her therapy and not by the disease anywhere else besides what's going on in that right hip, which we don't even know if it's even cancer.